This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you all for coming. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lili Nishmas Basi Bas Robert Shlomo Ben Avraham Levi Pearl Bas Ruvain, Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lefu Shalem Feli Yom Hashmachai Sar Yaakov Ben Basi Leah, for the Schus of Avraham and Yom Ben Ishmael Yudas and family, by Yol Klugman and family for their Gizun Parnosa and Nachas, Lefu Shalem for Avigdor Ayah Ben Rifkin, the Bas Chai Sar Yitzhak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, Rifka Bashir Leah, Shmuel Ben Yom Mashir Leah, Chana Bashar Shabina Mashmeh Ben Esther Fradel, and Meir Ben Chai Yisar, they should have a Refu Shalem B'Sech Shachar Yisrael. Now the floor plan of the temple itself was V'Heichel Meir Al Meir. The temple was 100 by 100 Amos, Al Rum Meir, with a height of 100 Amos. Now we're going to calculate the height of the 100 Amos. Ha'oitim, the floor platform, was 6 amas, was 6 amas thick. Vigovoi arba amama, the height of the first story, the Kodesh, was 40, so that's 46. Then amakir, it was an ama of decorated beams, so that's 47. Then vamasayim based dilfa, then there was 2 amas of supporting beams, and then there was V'ama Tikra, an Amma of the ceiling. So let's see. So that was 6 plus 40, that's 46, plus 1, 47, plus 2 is 49, plus 1 is 50. And then V'ama Maziva, and then there's the Amma of the ceiling itself. So that's 51. V'goyvish al aliyah arba amama, then the next story on top of it, remember we said it was 2 stories, is another 40, so that's 91. And then amakir, an amma of decorated beams, that's 92. V'amasayim beis dilfa, and the supporting beams, that's 94. An amma tikra, an amma of the ceilings, that's 90. An amma of the roof, that's 95, Amma Maziva, the plaster, that's 96. Vishalish Amma is Make, and 3 amas for the parapet, the gate around the roof, that's 99. V'amma Kala Arev, and an Amma of a spikes that made sure that ravens shouldn't land on the roof and defecate. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo yoyu kala oirev olam min amida." The spikes didn't take up a height because they were within the makah. Ela arba amas oya makah, but the makah was not 3 amas; it was 4 amas. So that gave us the height of 100 amas. Just want to give you the exact translation of Maziva. Yeah, Maziva is the plastering. Now, Me'amizrach l'mariv, going from east to west, was Me'am, was 100 amas. So Kaisel Ulam, the thickness of the wall of the antechamber, was 5 amas. V'ulam achad osir, then the ulam went 11 amas, so that's 16. Kaisel Heichel Sheish, the wall of the Heichel of the Kodesh was 6, so that's 16 plus 6 is 21. B'toichai Arba Amas, 16 plus 6 is 22, thank you. V'toichai Arba Amama, and the interior of the Kodesh was 40, so that's 62. The Amatraxin, which divided the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim, that's 63. The Esrim Amas Beis Kodesh Kodashim, and the Kodesh Kodashim was 20, so that's 83. Then Kaisel Eichel Sheish, the back wall of the Eichel was 6, that's 89. Vatoshesh, the cell was 6, so that's 95. Vikaisalata, and the thickness of the wall of the cell was 5. Chamesh, that gives us 100. So that's from the east to the west. Now, what about from the north to the south? Mamish, we're learning Mamish about the Beis Hamikdash. Minatzof and Ledorim, from the north to the south, was Shivim Amah. It was wide 70 Amas. Now, how is that? Kaisel HaMesiba, remember we said that there was a ramp that wound around, so the wall of the ramp was chamesh, was 5. Vametziba, the width of the ramp was shalosh, that's 8. Kaisel ato chamesh, the wall of the cell was 5, so that's 13. Vatoshesh, the middle cell, is 6, so that's how much. Why am I not keeping track? The wall ramp was 5. The ramp itself was 3, is 8. The wall of the cell was 5, that's 13. And the cell was 6, that's 19. Kaisel ha-heichel, the thickness of the wall of the heichel was 6, that's 25. V'seicha yeser mama, and the interior was 20. So that's 45. Kaisel ha-eichel, the wall of the eichel was sheish, so that's 51. Vatah sheish, the cell was 6, so that's 57. V'kaisel ha-tah chamesh, so that's the thickness of the wall of that cell was 5, that's 62. U'beis ha-yrodas ha-mayim, and there was an area where a stream of water went down, that's shalosh amas. That's 3 amas. This 65. The kaisel chaimish amish, and the wall after it was 5 amas. So that's 70. So ha'ulam, the antechamber, was wider. It was a rectangular. Antechamber. Ha'ulam oidif alav chamesh esrei amah min atzafen. The chamesh esrei amah min atzafen. Darim. It was more 15 amas to the north and 15 amas to the south. So it stuck out 15 amas. I'm not sure about that because I'm not sure what it overlapped. But anyway, from the heichel itself, it stuck out 15 amas on one side and 15 amas on the other side. V'uaya nikra beis ha-chalifos, and this was called the place of the knives. Shesham goyinzin es ha-sakinim, there they had lockers that they kept the knives. The heichel, so it comes out that the heichel with tsar me'achorav was narrow in the back, v'rochav milafonav, and wider in the front, because the antechamber was wider 30 amas than the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Domel Ari, and therefore it looked like a lion, which is wide in the front and narrows in its back. Shenemer Hoy Ariel. The Pasuk tells us, O Ariel, Ariel is the lion of God, Kiryas Chana David, the city of the encampment of David. Why is it called the Ariel? Mo'ari tzar me'achurav. It's narrow in the back, v'rochav milafonav, and wide in the front. Afahechel, so also the temple, tzar me'achurav. It was narrow in the back, v'rochav milafonav, and wide in the front. We want to remind you that we won't be able to count Svira, so that, remember that last night was 25. Of course, as you're saying over Svira, don't forget to say over, of course, Kriya Shema as well. And thank you. Daf Yomi is 8:30. Thank you for joining us and have a wonderful evening. Chananya ben Akash.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.